The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, starting with verse 17, these words are written. God made two great lights. The greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. The title of the devotion is Changing Time. Twice a year, we pretend to change time in much of the United States. Deep down, we realize that this does not actually happen. We are merely agreeing to adjust our markers of time. Time itself does not jump an hour ahead in the spring, nor will it go backwards in the fall. Time is a constant that ignores human efforts to manipulate. Neither do the sun, moon, or stars adjust time, but they certainly do affect our nights and days. When humans learned how to use electricity to provide light, they staked a claim as light rulers, as if to say, let the sun go down. We'll flip a switch and make our own sunshine. Well, that is not quite true. As it turns out, when God said that the two great lights were to govern day and night, more was involved than just providing light to see with. Yes, you can fire up the furnace and turn down the air conditioning in our house, but we cannot control the temperature of a planet or regulate the ocean tides. Sun, moon, stars, they are needed. It turns out our control of such things is rather puny. There's more. Ask our friends in Alaska if the reduction of sunlight affects more than their body temperature. How about emotions? What about vitamin D? What about the migration of birds, animals, and fish? No wonder God called these heavenly bodies great. Considering the great distances of space, we wonder how we would survive if God had placed the sun a mere 1,000 miles closer to Earth. What if 1,000 miles further away? Why is Earth at the precise distance that keep this from being either a frozen planet or a melting one? And then there's the question, how many sunrises will be allotted to the span of our life? What if we changed our calendars like we change our watches? If we had next year's calendars carry the label 1957, would we get to live 60 years longer? Would it change our life at all? Foolish questions. We have no power over time. The sun, moon, and stars are God's timekeepers. We cannot change them, but God will. Jesus tells us that the time will come when the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. That's in Matthew 24:29. then time will stop. The timekeepers will not be needed. But we will not be left in the darkness. Heaven will be a place of wonderful light. We are told the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Revelation 21:23. Who wants to change that? We pray, Lord Jesus, light from light and true God from true God, we thank you for the time on earth you have allotted to us. We thank you for the heavenly bodies that govern our days and nights. But most of all, we thank you for being the light of the world and opening the door to that place where we will need no sun. Show us the way to our home of light. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.